Make Christmas yours with Spotlight. The Gaundy and Maz Show.
Merry pre-Christmas Christmas to everyone. November 25th.
I feel like in America they do Thanksgiving, which is great. Mm-hmm. We don't really tap into the Thanksgiving action here in Australia, but I'm loving this pre-Christmas Christmas thing. Maybe I feel like you're launching it.
Well, I think it's a thing because around Christmas time we try and like cram in the Christmas catch-ups with, you might have two families you've got to see if there's two sides.
You might have 10 families.
There's families, you know, there's two families within families.
Yeah.
And then there's also, if you've got a partner, you've got their families.
Yeah, and then extended family and then blended family and then, oh my gosh, it's very expensive.
Is it? And we're just trying to do too much around the 25th of December. So the 25th of November is a pre-Christmas Christmas we can all enjoy.
I like this. So, you've split it up. So 25th of November, you're celebrating with your side of the family, your dad.
Yep.
And then on the 25th of December, on Christmas Day, you've got your celebrating with Jamie's family.
Makes it easy. Spread out over 2 months.
I like this.
Forget the 1st of December. Let's just make it, because you could set it up from Christmas Eve, or pre-Christmas Christmas Eve,
yep.
The 24th of November. Let's make that the official date to get everything up and running. And then we're away.
I like it. Do you know what I did 1 year with Glenn for Christmas?
Yeah.
We just went to Thailand.
That's a good idea.
And just flicked everyone the bird. We're like, see ya, we're out. You can all get pissed off together and bitch about us on Christmas Day because we're going to be riding scooters and drinking coconuts.
Sorry.
Suck it.
When you said that, I pictured you riding around Thailand flipping everyone the bird because you were so excited to be there.
Oh, no, the bird flipping was more just directed at the family that were having a mad whinge. Oh, they've gone gallivanting again. Oh, Glenn and Maz. Oh, they've gone off again. They're just having too much fun being young and in love.
What's a Thailand Christmas like? Because I've done the overseas, I've done Amsterdam and New York, but they're like white Christmas. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, no, so it was hot.
What do they celebrate it hard?
Not really. It was just a normal day.
Sort
of a normal day. And we went out for a fancy dinner and it was so nice. It was so nice.
No Thai Santas or anything?
I didn't see any Thai Santas, no.
Did you have Thai dinner? Thai food in Thailand?
I think we had Italian that night.
That makes sense.
It was amazing. Take me back to Thailand, man.
We celebrate today on the show pre-Christmas Christmas amongst many other things. So kick back, have some eggnog and enjoy the podcast.
Or a coconut.
Whatever you choose.
For the most wonderful time of the year.
Here's to Pastor in Thailand.
That really dragged on.
Cause it was back in my day, it's different now. Spin a sad yard so I don't feel left out.
These go off, Maz, 13, 10, 60. Back in my days.
Yeah, back in my day, we could take marbles to school. Remember marbles?
Oh, we did. Yes. Loved them.
And then Johnny threw one at Kayla and now no one can have any marbles anymore. And Johnny ruined it for everybody.
I took a little, my dad had this little weight thing that looked like a marble and I would take that in and I would use it in the games and it would smash the
everyone.
Other kids' marbles out and I'd win them all.
Yes.
Cheating, but still good.
The Marble King, they called him.
That's right. I rolled in with my bag of marbles and a fake one. Michaela on 13 10 60, back in my day. Good morning.
Back in my day, my mum used to stand out the front of our house and scream across the paddocks. It's time to come home instead of texting us.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And the dinner bell. Did she have a dinner bell that she'd ring to get you to come in to have dinner?
No, it was just a big scream. Get your butt home.
Get your butt home, Michaela. Oh,
and you never missed it. When you heard it, you came running, right? You sprinted in.
Yeah, mums were scarier back then too.
Yeah.
You dropped everything.
Everything.
You got home.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter what you were doing. If mum yells, you're running. That's a brilliant one, Michaela. Who else we got? 13 10 60 is our number for our back in my day.
Alison, hello.
Hi, how you going?
Good. What's your back in your day story?
So back in my day, we had a little Mitsubishi Galant, probably a Toyota Corolla type thing.
Mm.
And there was 7 of us in that car. My parents in the front with my brother on mum's lap and 4 of us girls in the back.
Yep.
So 2 had to sit forward and 2 sat back. No seatbelts or anything.
And see, you absolutely wouldn't be able to roll like that these days with all of the rules and the fact that everybody needs to have a seat and a seatbelt. But
yeah, well, look, we were pretty crammed in. It was, you know, nice and cozy.
How else are you going to get around?
That's it.
That's exactly
right. So many cameras now. That's the problem. Back in our day, there was no cameras on the roads. You'd get away with anything. It was brilliant.
Yeah. Mate, we travelled 12 hours like
yes.
that.
Oh, illegal activity. So much easier back in the day. Thank you, Alison. That is a brilliant one. That's got a K on 13 1060. K, what's your back in my day?
Morning, Gordy and Maz.
Hi, K.
Back in my day, I used to take 50 cents to school.
Yes.
I would buy a pie, a packet of chips, and a can of drink, and still have change to take home.
Oh, wow.
Take us back to those
Seriously,
days.
Seriously, that'll cost you $25 these days, honestly.
Craigslist. My name's Craig, K-R-A-G-G.
Merry Craigmas to one and all, but especially our mate Craig. Hello, mate.
Hello, mate. Merry Craigmas to you too.
You too, too.
You too.
Is there a more English proper way of saying that?
And you too. Too. And to you too, too.
Well, today we're doing the besterest Christmas.
Munchies.
Christmas munchies. Oh, let's start with number Christmas three. Munchies. Let's go.
Three. Number three on my Christmas munchies list is White Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Explain that
to me. The rice bubbles. It's made out of rice bubbles, powdered milk, cocoa, lots of icing, sugar. It's all stuck together in the fridge. There's no baking or anything. And you just cut it up into blocks and just eat it.
It's sort of like, you know, Gordy, are you familiar with LCM bars?
Yeah.
Those like Rice Krispie treat type bars.
Yeah.
It's like that, but with a ton more sugar in it.
Oh, and they sit in the little wrapper, yeah? The little colourful wrappers in the fridge. Like not wrapped up, but like the little base, like the little cupcake base kind of thing.
I suppose you could put them in those little cupcake things like you do with chocolate crackles.
I know what you're saying. Yeah,
that's what I'm picturing.
So White Christmas is usually like a little, it's a square block of the stuff.
Right.
He needs children, this lad, hey, so he learns what this stuff is.
All in due time, Craig. I'll be getting some parenting tips off you in no time.
That could be dangerous.
Yeah, very dangerous, you and me both. Oh, mate, this is getting me excited about Christmas. Let's do number two.
Two. Something hot, but a lovely munchie to sit down on your coffee table. Children love this one, adults love this one, and grandparents get off on this one. Because there's no chewing involved. It's called the cob loaf.
The cob loaf.
Best. So good. So good. Yep.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's just the bomb, isn't it?
It's so good.
You break the bread.
Bacon.
Dip it in. Except when it gets down to the end, Craig, and it's soggy.
Well, see, that's where you just eat it like a pizza, mate. Fold it up.
How do you decide who gets that at the end?
Oh, mate, well, it's usually either the lady that makes it or her better half.
Okay, that's
by
a good
that
way
time they're going, no, children, you cannot have that piece.
You save the soggiest bit for the hungriest mouth.
That's it, because all the juices and that all run to the bottom, and that's the best part. It's the best part. It's like having a stew that's 2 days old. It
oh, no. Oh, cob loaf, that is ripper, though. Let's go number one.
And number one, this is my personal favourite. I can't do a Christmas without this. And this is because I've been friends with the Square Bear for a long time. And that is Rumball.
Rumballs!
Yes, and I don't mean pretend Rumball. I mean Bundaberg Rum Rumball.
Let's get ready to Rumballs! Grandmother.
That's it. Let's throw a ball down, yes.
I remember when you're rumble. Kids. You can eat them. Can you eat them as kids?
Okay, I swear there was a guy that ate like a bunch of Rumballs at a party and then he got done for DUI.
Yep.
Yeah, and he was over the limit or close to the limit, or I do remember that being a news story a little while back. So Rumball with caution, definitely. And I don't think kids can have the good ones.
No. Maybe if they're being annoying, you slip them one and quiet them down a bit. You know, like...
Oh, crap.
Well, but we won't say that. We won't tell anyone that one.
So right? What are the ones the kids eat? Can you make them without the actual rum, but it still has that rum flavouring, can you?
You just get rum essence.
Oh, rum essence.
Like vanilla essence. And you just like, bang, pretend rum. But, like, I've been... You can't put that past a professional rum drinker like myself.
There are lots of recipes. If you just type rum balls without rum or kid-friendly rum balls, there's loads of recipes, but we know the ones that you're talking about, Craig.
That's exactly
we
right.
feel you.
Yeah, they're the bomb, hey. So, yeah, it was a close one between the cob loaf and the rum balls for number one. But my dear old grandmother, she made the best rum balls, hey. Oh, so nice. Bless her heart, yeah.
I wonder which ones I ate as a kid. I can't remember. Probably the real ones, if that's the case.
Well, I'd say it would be, mate. Yeah. I don't think they would have had rum essence back in your day.
Yeah, probably not. All right, well, there's some great ones for the Christmas table. Thank you so much, Craig. The top Christmas munchies. Merry Craigmas.
Merry Craigmas to you too. Have a safe one. And I hope you get all the presents you want.
Leo, I was just explaining how my little son Henry, we had our first little trip to the emergency room together. He's fine. He had a viral infection. And on our way back home from the emergency room, when we got the all clear from the docs to go home, he's like, can I get a hash brown? I'm like, sure, buddy. Whatever. Is it?
Respect
you get
the request.
Whatever you want.
Has he tried to pull it again? And now that he knows it works, so he'll roll that one out soon. We're going, oh, not feeling well. Hash browns, mummy.
I really think he is going to figure that out very quickly. Yeah. He hasn't done it yet, but he's a genius child. So, you know, he'll work it out. But Annalise has called us on 131060. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your daughter's done this. She's had a request when she was a sicky lala.
Yeah, so she's three and she cut her finger open. Oh, and that was an emergency trip just to get it washed and dressed and stuff. And it was quite traumatic for us both because she needed to be sedated to actually do it. So she's laying on my belly on the bed and the doctor's put wiggles on for her and she's, you know, singing away to that while she's, you know, high on the gas. And before she's even, you know, come out of the gas, her usual request for chocolate milk, but this time she's like, chocolate milk, Mum. A lolly and chips from Donald's. So on the way home, that was two trips. It was the servo for a chocolate milk and a lolly and McDonald's on the way home. But I was quite happy to comply because it was so traumatic for her.
Yeah, I totally get it. And I love, did you ask her if she wanted anything or did she just flat out just stare at you and go, I need a chocolate milk, a lolly and some chips, Mum?
She goes, I'm a good girl. This is what I'm going to have.
I wonder when it clicks and they realise they can ask for more, you know? They could have got more than just those three requests.
That's a pretty big list of things for a three-year-old.
Let's go to Jenna this morning, 131060. Sick request, Jenna.
Yes, it's my own request.
Oh, good. Yes, what do you need?
Saxby's Creaming Soda.
Oh, wow.
I swear when we were kids, they would use, if you had an upset stomach, it's like, oh, I have some lemonade or some creaming soda.
Flat lemonade is what I was always given. But creaming soda, that stuff's amazing.
Yes, because I suffered badly with tonsillitis from 18 months old.
Oh, wow.
So the doctors always said, just keep fluids into it. Anything she'll have, give her creaming soda. And since then, that's still now what I have. If I'm sick, if Mum rings, goes, oh, you're sick, darling. Do you want me to get your dad to bring you in some creaming soda?
Oh, that's so cute.
I love that it's scientifically proven now that creaming soda works. It's like, oh, if you're not well, that's what you need.
Creaming soda fixes tonsillitis. Are we allowed to say that? Probably not.
Yeah. We can give out health advice here. No worries.
Yeah, totally. Completely Felicity. Unqualified.
Yeah, that's right. Felicity, sick request. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
We are well. We're healthy and well, Felicity, which is excellent news.
Yes. My sick request when I was little, Mum used to make me a little dish called flummery.
Flummery? I've never heard of that.
No.
Flummery. It's like you half cook or half set the jelly and then you mix carnation milk and beat it up and it comes out, put it back in the fridge and it comes out like sponge.
Oh, wow.
But I used to ask for sponge, not flummery.
Okay.
It sounds like an old English tradition.
I think it's an old-fashioned dessert kind of thing.
Okay, and while...
That's all I could eat when I was sick.
Right. And while we're giving out health advice this morning, do you highly recommend it to people if they're not feeling well?
Probably not. There's this carnation milk in it.
Okay, so don't do it. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Do you think that we are done with genders in award ceremonies for good now? Because I do see a number of award shows going on and there's no gendered categories anymore. It is just one category and both males and females or non-binary people can be awarded in that category. What do you think?
So they did the Arias last night that way, and I believe the Grammys are doing the same with their nominations that they've just announced. So it looks to be that way, Maz. That's the way it's going. We're going forward with that.
It's interesting. So here's the wrap-up of the ARIA Awards. It was a digital show last night, which is really interesting. So everyone can just sit at home and watch it in their Jimmy Jams on YouTube or Nine Now, which is, I know, a lot more comfortable than getting dressed up and hanging out on the side of a red carpet for 6 hours.
They still did some kind of event, though, because I did see some people there covering something at Taronga Zoo. It might have been a bit of a pre-show and just some of the presenters presenting the award, maybe. They did try and dress it up a little bit, the best they could.
Yeah, but for the fans, I think fans were sort of locked out of the scenario in person, but at least you could tap into the goodness online. So the best artist and best pop release winner this year, no surprises, is the Kid Laroi.
Yeah, that checks out. Had a big year.
He's done really well. And I don't think that he's just going to be winning arias. I think that this kid is going to be winning international gongs.
I think he's been nominated for a Grammy. I'm pretty sure I saw something posted on socials that he's been nominated for a Grammy. He's gone full international, Kid Laroi. It's pretty, when you look at his trajectory, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. He went from zero to hero pretty quick.
Yeah, in the space of like 18 months. He was just kicking it in Sydney. A couple of things went his way and all of a sudden doing tracks with the Biebs. Pretty crazy.
It is crazy. Another thing that's really, this is what I personally found interesting, is that the artist who was awarded Album of the Year, Best Hip Hop Release and Best Independent Release, I've not heard of until now. Genesis Owusu is his name. He's a Ghanaian-born Australian. His album's called Smiling With No Teeth. He did a live performance of his track Don't Need You last night. Wait, could this be true?
Beat's got us moving.
Yeah, it's got it's good to hear some good Aussie hip hop getting awarded, you know. Like there was an article that I read saying this could have been dubbed the like Aussie R&B / hip hop awards. Because there was a lot of that genre of music getting noted at the awards last night, which is really interesting.
Slip that one into R&B Fridays, I'm sure, right here on Hit.
Oh, 100%. Do you want to know what the song of the year is according to ARIA?
Yes.
It's by Spacey Jane. It's called Booster Seat.
See, I'm a top 40 guy from way back. I've never heard that song before.
It kind of reminds me of Foster the People, like that kind of vibe. It's giving me like Splendor in the Grass at 3 in the afternoon kind of vibes.
Yes, definitely can hear that.
Our best Aussie live act is Lime Cordial, which didn't surprise me at all. They're amazing. Wait, that's her. Stop that girl.
I've been calling them Lime Cordial. Am I wrong in saying that?
Lime Cordial.
Lime Cordial.
I've been calling them Lime Cordial. One of us is wrong.
Did you drink Cordial after school when you got home each day?
I drank Cordy's Cordial. after school.
Cordy's cordial, mate. Cordy's cordial.
But they have a little extra E on the end of the title of their name. So that's why I think they're lime cordial.
Cordial. Yeah. I wish I was calling it cordial back in my school days.
That's what they call it in France. They call it cordial.
Fancy.
Hey, quick final one. The Michael Gudinski Breakthrough Artist Award, which is a new, they've always award a breakthrough artist, but this is to honour the life of Michael Gudinski. And this year it went to, and this kid is really amazing. He's an Indigenous kid. He's really young. He's only got an EP out through Warner Music, but I think he's going to do great things. His name is Bujara. I've been missing you. Bujara,
I have heard of, but every time there's ARIA winners and we do this the day after, I always think I need to expand my music library. I'm literally Pink, Biebs, anything we play on here is basically all I listen to, and there's so many good tunes out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of great Aussie music out there, guys, so get amongst it. Now you know who to listen out for.
Congrats to all the winners. Now, Nick Kelly, he's normally on after us, but he's in the studio right now. Morning, Nick.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me in a little bit early. That's exciting. Okay.
You've got a really exciting night that you've co-organised, and we wanted to let everybody on the Central Coast know that they are welcome to attend.
Absolutely. Every single person, if you're double vaccinated, on the coast is able to attend tonight. At the Lion's Den in Gosford, we're launching a night called Pride. It's the first same-venue LGBT night on the coast. It's going to be basically all you need to know. Drag performances, drinks, dancing, frivolity, games and fun. And a catch up with your friends. It's going to be amazing.
Now, I used to live in a share house with five of my girlfriends called the Lion's Den, and you just explained exactly what that year of my life was like.
That's very the kind of vibe we're creating, though, smart. You know? It's going to be like a share house. It's a relatively like medium-sized venue. It fits about 100 people in there. And it's just basically going to be bring your friends, bring the people you love and hang out. And it's not just for the gays as well. Everyone is welcome. It's just going to be an absolute ball there tonight.
That's How have so the numbers good. Been, Nick? Have they been building each week?
Yeah, so this is the first proper one that we've done. We kind of soft launched it before lockdown, and those basically within about half an hour were completely full.
Wow,
so
cool.
This is the first one we've actually kind of branded as Pride, and yeah, we're really excited about
How does
it.
Jimmy Love feel that you've gone up against his trivia night?
Well, this is the thing. We've come up with an agreement because Jimmy Love hosts trivia down the road at the Bay Road Brewing, so that's about two streets down, and we've come up with an agreement that he will then sort of become a shepherd and sort of herd
Usher
the sheep
everybody.
Up the road after trivia, because this goes till about 10 o'clock.
Good
plan. So it's a little bit later. So yeah, we've made an agreement. He's not happy that I might swindle a few people from the start, but we'll get there.
He's offended he hasn't got a commission from you, I'm sure.
Bring it on paper tonight.
What time did the doors open? When can people get down there?
Doors open at 4 and the entertainment starts at 6. So if you feel like in like after work tipple, like if you work around Gosford, and the good thing is it's quite close to the train station as well. It's about a 7-minute walk. So if you work near a train station, jump on the train, come to the Den anytime from 4. The music starts at 6. The drag starts at 7. It's just going to be a really nice,
What are you doing? Are you swanning around the party? Are you running it? What do you
do? I'd love
there?
To say I was just gallivanting around, but I'm going to DJ. I probably should have said that. I'm going to DJ from 7 till 10.
The main event.
Yeah, wiki, wiki, wiki. So I'm going to play like all the gay songs. I'm going to play lots of Kylie, lots of Cher. And,
now,
it's
so interesting that you would mention that end of our conversation, which is not over yet, because we've put together a game for you.
Oh, I'm excited.
It's a music-themed game, and I think that you're going to be excellent at it, Nick Kelly. It's called Do You Know Your Divas?
Oh, I like this. Okay. So we're thinking big voices, big personalities, and I've got to work out who they are.
So what we've done is we just have because all the big gay anthems are iconic. Everyone knows them.
Yep.
But how quickly can you guess by title and artist?
I'm worried I'm going to have people sitting on the Central Coast Highway just banging their horns knowing these things before me.
I think you're going to be really good at this.
Okay. I'm nervous.
Do you know your divas? So these are big gay anthems by divas that we all know and love, but how quickly can you guess correctly? Do you want to hear the first one?
Yeah, hit me.
Okay.
Do I just yell it out?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all I want
to do. So Kylie.
Dance. The song.
And the song.
Oh. All the Lovers.
Yes.
Yay.
Oh, that was very quick.
That was quick.
Okay, now I understand the game, oh, and now okay, I'm going to so go really
how hard. Did I not explain that no, well enough?
My ADHD, every 4 seconds, I get distracted by Matt's beautiful moustache or something. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I thought I was very clear on the game and how simple were. It is.
I now get it.
Okay. Shall we go another one?
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Lady Gaga, Born This Way.
Wow. See, I knew he'd be fast. Jeez. That was very fast.
Well, that was the album. That was the song that really made me realize that
I
like boys a little bit. That was the song.
Because, baby, you were born this way.
Exactly.
I feel like you had like a sixth sense that was coming. Like you could have just said that before it even started.
No,
it was
but
so
as soon
quick.
As those violins and stuff start, like you know what's going on. It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M.
Yeah, you feel it in your waters, Nick Kelly. Okay, we've got a couple more. Go.
Yeah.
Bosh. Jerry Halliwell, It's Raining Men.
Well, the OG.
Yes.
Not Jerry Halliwell.
Oh, is that a cover? It is too.
Do you know who that the original's by?
No. Regina Reinhart.
That's the mining magnate.
Oh, yeah, damn. Okay.
The diva we all know and love. Yeah.
Regina.
Hang on, hang on.
Reinhart. Rich and loves to sing.
Oh, it's Gloria Gaynor. No.
Who is this?
I swear it's a name like Regina.
Is it a name like Regina?
No, it's the Weather Girls.
Who?
The Weather Girls.
The Weather Girls?
The Weather Girls did the original. This is the original. And then a few other people, but Jerry Halliwell covered it.
She did the best version. She did the version we all know.
It's raining men! Hallelujah, it's raining men!
I really hope it is tonight, actually. That would be good.
The Lion's Den kicks off this afternoon. Nick Kelly's going to be doing the DJing. Hit up Jimmy's Trivia Night. Do it all. Do it all on a Thursday
Regina
night.
Get Regina
Yeah, get Regina. See if she's working. See if she's busy or not.
Okay, guys. There's been these huge tunnels scattered around South America that have puzzled scientists for decades. These scientists don't understand how these giant tunnels have been created in South America until now, thanks to a Brazilian geologist, Heinrich Frank, and his team. And they reckon they've cracked the code and figured out how these giant tunnels came to be. Any guesses from you, Gaundy? These tunnels are huge. Like you can fit a human standing in them all the way through. But it's something that they believe has not happened in a natural geological process, as in like it's not wind or rain or anything that has carved out these tunnels. Any idea?
Was it the Egyptians?
In South America?
Yeah, they travelled there.
I don't think it was the Egyptian South Americans, no.
They caught a camel via public transport and they went there and they dug these.
I think I'll just tell you the answer and not ask for any more guesses.
Okay, no worries.
That's incorrect. So according to a report from Discover magazine, these tunnels are best described as paleo burrows. They're underground shelters that have been excavated by an extinct paleo vertebrae megafauna, a.k.a. a giant sloth. And they reckon that 10,000 years ago, sloths were the size of elephants and they weighed 4 tons and they used to dig their way through the ground, creating these giant tunnels. How insane is that?
I will say that was my second guess.
The Egyptian sloth.
The Egyptian sloth was.
Well, that's it for another show with Gaundy and Maz. And while you can make Christmas yours with Spotlight, like and subscribe to Gaundy and Maz now and catch them live from 6 a.m. weekdays. This is who.